If you have children, this may be one of their first experiences with death. They may be asking you repetitive and endless questions. This is a good time to talk about grief and specific family rituals around death. It is important to use clear and developmentally appropriate language when talking to children about the deceased. Emphasisms such as died in their sleep, passed away, or went home, and other non-direct language can lead to confusion about what happens when someone dies. Now on with our episode.
Happy Thursday? Yep, it is Thursday, December 14th, 2023. And welcome to a very special edition of Dash Podcast. As we bring you season 4 of Dash Podcast, we thought of doing something special leading to Christmas. And that is doing 12 days straight of podcasts. Yes, you'll be hearing my voice for 12 days. I apologize now. We will also be premiering new and old series. We are going to be bringing back Holiday and Grief with two brand new episodes. After much anticipation, we are going to be releasing Grief and Music, finally. Though we won't talk about everyday music in this episode, we're going to be bringing in holiday songs, which I have to mention is only available on Spotify. My all-time favorite series that I've been wanting to bring to you is going to be on all podcast platforms, and it is called Dash Podcast Stories, and we'll release it this weekend. The holidays are a big celebration, regardless of your religion, that bring people and families together. When someone loses a family member, it makes the day or days longer and worse. I can say from experience that you can't get rid of that feeling. You just can't, regardless of any situation. Part of the experience I would like for you to get while listening to 12 Days of Podcasts is that you're not alone. I'm here with you. No matter what you're grieving about, I also want you to take the lessons you learn in this series, this whole podcast platform of Dash Podcast that I've been doing for the past 5 years with you guys. Take that to your everyday life. You'll be surprised on how much grief you've conquered, yet still have. But since this is just a regular episode of Dash Podcast, it wouldn't be the same without me talking about grief. So today, I want to talk about how grief is more than just the death of a loved one. It can be the loss of a job, a relationship, or even an object. You know, dictionary.com defines grief as something that causes keen distress or suffering. This definition works, but it doesn't really speak about grief. Grief recovery takes it one step further. In their definition of grief, grief is the conflicting feelings caused by the end of or change in a familiar pattern of behavior. We all experience changes in our daily patterns from time to time, and it can be a really disrupting experience. When a child experiences loss, the world can feel overwhelming. But they don't have to navigate grief alone. Introducing Griefcase, a unique collection of tools designed to empower children on their healing journey. Inside, you'll find sensory objects, creative prompts, and age-appropriate activities, all aimed at helping children express their emotions and process their loss. Griefcase is a safe space for children to explore their feelings, remember their loved ones, and find comfort in the healing process. Give the gift of healing. Visit our website to learn more about Griefcase. www.pageboysfdninc.com to receive one today. Now that we understand that grief is about more than a loss of life, we can recognize the emotional process we go through during the periods of extreme change in grief. Some experts call this kind of grief disenfranchised grief. This guy Kenneth Doka actually coined the term. And the term generally means that grief that person experiences when they incur a loss that is not acknowledged or socially sanctioned or publicly mourned. Disenfranchised grief is the grief that comes up when we feel we are not able to openly acknowledge or mourn our loss. It can be extra difficult to grieve this way because a big part of the grief process is getting support from the people in your life, and disenfranchised grief can make you feel like you're alone. When your feelings of grief are not acknowledged or are minimized, you may begin to feel that your grief is just invalid or unacceptable in some way. And naturally, when you feel that your emotions are wrong, you are less likely to share what you're feeling, and you'll internalize it. Disenfranchised grief is often lonely, private, and you may feel that there's something wrong with you for feeling this way. On top of all that, it's not all black and white. It's very subjective. Two people may experience the exact same loss. You know, you both lose a job, for example. But one, the loss is openly acknowledged and mourned or sad, you know. And everyone knows and hugs on them and, oh my God, we just lost Susie. Well, the other one is just minimized, not talked about. Oh, I'm glad that you left, or, you know, whatever. Though they experienced the same loss, for one of them, it was disenfranchised.
Hey guys, I just want to take a second and thank our sponsor and our founder, Page Boys Foundation, Inc., a wonderful nonprofit based here in Southwest Florida that helps children who lost their parents at a young age grieve. Please, if you have any questions or if you'd like to find out more information, visit them on Facebook at Page Boys FDNINC or at PageBoysFoundationInc.com, and that is spelled PageBoys Foundation, Inc. INC.
Now, this can be a very similar thing to the holidays. You know, rather it be a certain tradition you used to do, or even being left alone and not always having the best holiday. Either way, you're spending it with me this year, and I'm spending it with you. Thank you for tuning in with me today. I really appreciate it. Please tune in tomorrow when we will have our sixth episode of our favorite series, Holiday and Grief. And we'll be talking about Hanukkah. Have a dashing holiday and happy seventh day of Hanukkah.